Hello, friends, and welcome to Grits in the Gospel on this Trinity Sunday. It is also Memorial Day weekend, and I hope that if you are away from your church, your home church today, spending time with your family, that you are enjoying that time and that this podcast can bring you a little bit of worship as you spend time with family and maybe away from your home church. But as always, I encourage you, implore you to go to your home church. Sit in the pew. It is a gift that we have to be able to sit in a pew and worship together. But I hope that this podcast and that this sermon platform is a place where you can come when you are not able to be in the pew. But again, I encourage you to find a home church and to love those people and be loved by them. Trinity Sunday is always a hard one for preachers to wrap their head around because we know that we can never fully understand the Trinity. And so we always put a little disclaimer that anything we say or do cannot fully envelop the beauty and the fullness of the Trinity of God. But today we're going to try our best with the scripture and the text that we have. So as we come together today on this Memorial Day weekend and this Sunday where we celebrate the triune nature of our God, we come together in worship. The Lord be with you and also with you. Today's epistle lesson is from Romans 8, verses 12 through 17. Hear now the letter to the people of Rome. So then, brothers and sisters, we are debtors, not in the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you do not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if in fact we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. The words of the letter to the people of Rome after the death of the body of God in Jesus. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Friends, what do we believe? Let us say it together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray together today. Dear Lord, on this day where we honor the Trinitarian nature of your being, we come together asking for new wisdom and understanding of just the vastness and beauty of you, our Lord, mind, body, and spirit. We ask for revelation for our own lives and our own faith as we come together and worship today. And as we look at the triune nature of the being of God. Hear us now as we pray the words that the human form of God took on and came to earth. And he taught us to pray these words: Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Today, our gospel lesson comes from the third chapter of John, verses 1 through 17. One of these is one of the most well-known verses for people around the world. Let's hear with fresh ears, though, the verses that come before it and be open to new revelations about God. Now, there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God. Jesus answered him, Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above. Nicodemus said to him, How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I say to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus said to him, How can these things be? Jesus answered him, You're a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent into the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? Dear Lord, as we come together today to hear your word and understand your nature, help me to be a vessel of truth. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. A couple of years ago, one of my favorite singer-songwriters came out with an album that was not like most of his previous ones. The album was a look at faith and his life as a flawed and complex man. Tyler Childers wrote one of the best spiritual albums I've heard in a long time. Written from the perspective of someone who loves God, but struggles mightily with things like addiction and worldly temptations. One of my favorite songs fits perfectly for Trinity Sunday. He calls upon the triune God for help. He knows he needs something more bigger and powerful than he is to help him navigate life. He sings these songs on stage and embodies them. He really believes what he is singing. He says this in part, "I don't need the laws of man to tell me what I ought to do. He reached down and touched my hand and gave me quite a talking to. Gave it to me strict in charge, something simple I could ponder. Till the roll is called on high, till we all meet over yonder. Old time screaming and a shouting. Go up, tell it on the mountain. Faith too strong to be left out in way of the triune God." Childers is not the theologian that our friend Chuck Wesley was. Some of his other songs are great, but not quite in line with my Wesleyan theology. For instance, his title song from this 2022 album is called "Can I Take My Hounds to Heaven?" We know that nothing we have here on earth can go with us to heaven, but it's a nice sentiment nonetheless. But this song and its call for a simple way of life out of faith in the name of the triune God aligns beautifully with the story of Nicodemus. Nicodemus goes on quite the journey of self-discovery through the book of John. Today's verses depict the first meeting he has with Jesus. He was a Pharisee, one who was supposed to despise Jesus, one of the group that was questioning and trying to trap and persecute Jesus. But for Nicodemus, there was something about Jesus that drew him in. So this first meeting is very mysterious and under the cloak of darkness. I'm sure it must have been hard for him to have to defy everything you have been told was true by your peers. But even that fear of being found out, but even with that, he just couldn't stay away. He was drawn to the teachings of Jesus. He was open to the idea that there was something different about this man, the humanity of God. And he was open to find out more. We see Jesus telling of two basic concepts of faith that we kind of take for granted now. We see of him speaking of being born again and being filled with the Holy Spirit. Two things that we have with time as people of faith built on to learn and to understand. But Nicodemus still has his Pharisee blinders on. He sees things literally instead of through the lens of the triune nature of God, and one part of the Trinity is literally standing in front of him. How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born? He was thinking that the one-way street out of his mother's womb had magically become a two-lane highway. What I love most about Nicodemus in this passage is his willingness to keep learning in the face of confusion. He doesn't understand the ideas that Jesus is trying to convey to him at first, but he is not deterred. He keeps asking questions. He keeps searching for understanding and the truth. It is that second question that turns things around. How can these things be? I have a friend that's been going through some stuff. There's a lot in her life that she doesn't understand. She's questioning a lot of things about life and, frankly, about her faith. She reached out for advice not too long ago. I don't have the answers she's looking for. But I did tell her this. Keep asking questions. Relationships are not built on happy times. Real relationships are built on foundations that have endured some things. Real relationships are built by questioning and discussing and talking through hard problems. That is what Nicodemus was doing with Jesus. That is what God wants from us. That is where real, authentic relationship is built. Questioning is still being in conversation with God. Questioning is how we learn and grow. God doesn't ask us to be yes men and women. He asks and wants us to be in relationship with Him. Things we don't understand are always going to happen. We don't have all the answers. But instead of turning to our own answers or turning away from God, He wants us to turn toward Him and ask. Ask the questions. Ask the hard questions. It reminds me of something I heard in chapel this last semester. I cannot for the life of me remember which amazing preacher said it, but I liked it so much I wrote it down. The plea to God is this: remove me from me and fill me with You. I think that's what we are asking for when we ask questions about our faith. Help me understand. The way that happens is when we ask God to help us get out of our own way. Remove me, the humanity, the unbelief, the lack of understanding from me, and replace it with You. Fill it to overflowing with knowledge and wisdom that only You can impart. For Nicodemus, that was the part, that was with the part of the Trinity that was standing there, taking up part of the physical space He occupied. For us today, it is the Spirit-filled world that we live in. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from, and you do not know where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. We never know where it will take us. We never know what the answer will be. But we are called to be open to the Spirit that blows through us and fills us with the Spirit of God. We see Nicodemus on his journey two more times in the book of John. In chapter 7, we see him as a part of the Pharisees, but now as also a kind of secret disciple. He is there to ensure that the law is followed properly. As all of my lawyer friends and family would say, he was making sure Jesus got his due process. Verse 50 says, Nicodemus, who had gone to him before, and who was one of them, said to them, "Does your law judge a man without first giving him a hearing and learning what he does?" One time that a lawyer was useful. The last time we see him mentioned in Scripture, Nicodemus is one of the ones entrusted with the body of Jesus after his death. John 19, starting with verse 39, says this: Nicodemus also, who earlier had come to Jesus by night, came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds in weight. So they took the body of Jesus and bound it in linen cloths with the spices, as is the burial custom of the Jews. From questioning him, to protecting him, to honoring him, Nicodemus grew in faith and relationship with Jesus. It all started with the bravery to ask hard questions and to keep asking until he understood. It took him saying, in essence, remove me from me and fill me with You so that I can understand. I know I may look a lot smarter than I did 2 years ago before I started Candler, right? But the truth is, there's so much I still don't understand. There are some things I will never fully understand until I stand in glory at the feet of Jesus. One of those things is the Trinity. I will always work to fully understand the complexity and multifaceted nature and being of God, but I like that God is bigger than I can imagine. It makes me feel better about things of this world, that God is omnipotent and powerful enough to be the God of everything. But it also doesn't mean that I will quit asking questions, learning and growing, reaching for understanding. That's what God wants from us, what Jesus modeled for us, and what the Spirit is moving like a mighty wind in us. What questions are you asking God these days? Are you trying your best to understand even though the answers don't seem easy? The Trinitarian God we serve is big enough to cover them all. Use me for the Great Commission, as it was and always will. As it is, I'm here to witness that Jesus said he'd go before and come back when the house was finished. All this sin and waging war, my God's coming any minute. Old time screaming and shouting, go up, tell it on the mountain. Faith too strong to be left doubting, way of the triune God. Amen. As we go throughout this Trinity Sunday and throughout our Memorial Day weekend, let us bask in the glory of God, the full nature of the Trinity. Because in life and death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.